Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Goldschmidt on the Cardinals Radio Network. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's great to be with you. It's been a lot of fun to see you wearing the Cardinal uniform. How's it been down here?
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, it's a great organization. The guys are great. Coaching staff's awesome. Fans are very passionate. So it's been fun to get out here and play, get to know everyone, and get out there and get to work and get ready for the season.
What do the fans say to you when you're out there?
Just excited to be on the team, and, you know, they'll be rooting for us. And, you know, it's great to have the support, but now, you know, not just myself, but the whole team has to go out there. You got to earn every bit of it. So that's what we're trying to do, get out here and focus and work hard and prepare and then be ready to go opening day.
Yeah, now it gets real, and you'll open the season in Milwaukee, and then a week later you'll be at Busch Stadium. What do you know about the opening day ceremony at Busch?
I know it's a huge deal. You know, with the Diamondbacks, we were actually there for it last year, so that was kind of, you know, cool to get to see that from a visitor, so it won't be brand new, and I just know the whole town is excited, and it's going to be really, really special to be part of that.
We talked a little bit right after your press conference down in our studio, and you talked about your everyday, and the way I read it was, you know, you're not on social media, you're not out there trying to do anything more than play a game and spend time with family and friends. Are we too far off of that?
No, it's pretty spot on. I mean, I love baseball, and this is, you know, a job, so I take it very seriously and try to put in the work and prepare every day and put everything I have into it. And, you know, off the field, pretty simple. Like, just spend time with family and friends, and, you know, just like anyone else out there, you know, try to minimize distractions, whatever that may be, social media or anything else. And, you know, I'm just going to give this game everything I have, try to play to the best of my ability and see what happens. And I know the rest of the guys are doing the same thing.
St. Louis as a baseball town and its history, what do you know about it? What do you respect about it?
Yeah, it's a really special place, and there's a ton of history here, a ton of, you know, world championships, a ton of Hall of Famers, and, you know, I don't know all the specifics with, you know, me only being here a few months, but excited to learn about it and just, you know there's a tradition of winning, a tradition of playing the game hard, showing up and getting after it, and, you know, I can see that every player here is focused, and you just came right in, you can see the want from the guys, the preparation, and, you know, everyone's, you know, putting in extra time, early work, late work, trying to find any edge they can to help us win. I mean, that's what the fans expect, and that's what we expect out of ourselves. So we'll go out there and, you know, try to play well and do something special this year.
Paul Goldschmidt is with us. When you see, let's talk about hitting for a minute. A pitch coming 95 to 100 miles an hour to somebody who doesn't play the game is very hard to see. How do you acquire that over time, the ability to see a ball halfway to home plate and knowing where it's going to be?
Honestly, it's just years and years of practice. I mean, when you're in high school, you don't see it that much, and it, you know, just looks so fast, and you either sign or you go to college, and, you know, now you see 92, 93 a little bit more often, and you get to the minor leagues, you're seeing, you know, mid-90s a little bit more often. Now in the big leagues, it's almost like mid to upper 90s, so there's no substitute for getting out there and playing the game. I mean, you can crank the machine up, and you can do drills like that to help yourself, but it's still, with that, going to take time. I mean, every level you move up in your career, you're like, oh, man, how am I going to hit this pitch, or how am I going to do that? But, you know, then throughout the season, you keep working on it and working on it, and can slowly get better.
You hit the ball hard. I mean, the velocity off your bat, is that something that you strive for, too? Are you trying to barrel as hard as possible? How do you approach with your swing?
I think the result of hitting the ball hard just comes. I don't think anyone's out there like trying to hit home runs or let me see how hard I can hit this ball. But yeah, I mean, if you put the barrel on the ball with as hard as guys are throwing, and, you know, as much training as we're going to do, it's going to come off hard. And I think that's the simplest thing you're trying to do as a hitter: have a good at bat, hit the ball hard, and hopefully they don't catch it.
What about running the bases? What is your philosophy there? You always seem to be I forget who said this to me, but we were watching you play. I believe it was Dave LaPointe, actually, former Cardinals pitcher, was up in the booth with me, and he said, if you watch Paul, you can see that he is thinking, how can I score here, as he's turning and running the bases. What are you thinking out there? What is your approach?
Yeah, just looking for any opportunity to get to the next base or score a run. That's what we're all trying to do. And hey, basically, it's just knowing how important base running is. It's, you know, sometimes can get overlooked, and it doesn't, not necessarily just how fast you are, but I was fortunate enough to learn from some great, you know, some great teachers, like a guy like Dave McKay, who was, you know, here forever, won a world championship here as a first base coach. He was in Arizona. So just watching those guys and learning from them, and I mean, you have to be prepared, and then just understand how important it is. How can I get to the next base? How can I score a run? You know, every base you move up, the easier it is to score a run for the guy hitting or for your team, and just understand there's a lot of games won and lost on the bases, and you know, I just try to do the best I can, and, you know, at every facet of the game, because it's all important. You can win a game in a lot of different ways. You can, you know, obviously get a hit and do that, but you can do something, you know, on the bases, or you can make a great play on defense. Pitchers can make a great play. So there's a lot of different ways to win, and, you know, I'm just trying to find any way to help us.
And you've done that. Defense is a big part of your game. That right side of the infield with Colton Wong looks pretty strong. What is it like working with him at second base?
Yeah, I didn't realize, you know, how talented he was over there, how great of a player he is. You know, he can hit too, but his defense stands out among, you know, almost anyone in the league. And he's got so much range, and, you know, he's a smart player. And it'll be fun to get over there and play with him and see some of the plays he makes.
And then finally, just this staff and Mike Schilt leading the way. What has been your overall impression of how they do things around here?
Yeah, again, very focused, and Schilty's a great communicator and very organized and knows the game. He's been in the game forever, and this whole staff has. There's a ton of experience, so it's great. I mean, it's new to me because I don't really know any of, or didn't really know any of them coming in, but it's awesome to have that fresh perspective, and they see things that, you know, I can improve on and are there to help me, and just, you know, some new eyes, and that's what they're doing for this team. Just want to make us prepared and, you know, find any edge we can to win. You know, it comes down to a very thin margin, you know, in every game, but especially, you know, this division's going to be really tough, and, you know, if we can just find a little edge, and hopefully that'll help us ahead of the rest of the teams.
And it really goes all the way up to the top, doesn't it, to Bill DeWitt? And your future is a topic for another day, but what has it been like to work with the owner in the front office?
Again, I think that just commitment to excellence here, and you're never going to be perfect, but just really committed to this organization, to the fans, and to the players, and doing whatever it's going to take to, you know, help us win, to put the best product on the field. Something, you know, I really respected from being in another organization. We had that too with the owner, with the Diamondbacks. It was awesome to be part of a team where, you know, the owner wanted to win, and he was willing, you know, to do whatever it took to help the players, to help the coaching staff, front office. And, you know, it's great to see that over here too. I mean, that's what you want. You're out there giving everything you have, and, you know, to win world championships like this organization's done, it's going to take a top to bottom effort, and just grateful for that for everyone in this organization.
Good luck this season. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Tom Ackerman. That's Paul Goldschmidt on the Cardinals Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.